Welcome to another podcast from Air Insight, LLC.
Good afternoon. Today is January 15th, 2008, and we're here to talk about the news that was moved by the Wall Street Journal half an hour ago that Boeing is likely to announce more delays for the 787 program. I'm Scott Hamilton, and with me is Addison Schoenland of the Air Insight team. This is an announcement that has been expected. There's been a lot of buzz in the media, in the analyst community, and the press blogs about another delay for the 787 program. The Wall Street Journal is reporting that it could be another 3 months to June before the first flight. Addison, what do you make of this?
Well, this is something that we've been hearing rumors about. And Boeing has held a very strong line that they are able to not only do what they, you know, power on is supposed to be in January. We don't have much of January left. And they also say they're going to deliver the 109 airplanes by the end of 2009. So there's this huge gap, I guess, that was growing between what we were hearing and what Boeing was saying.
What's interesting here is that this is now the, by my count, I believe the third official delay that Boeing's going to announce for the program. And this is now at least 9 months, or is this a year, one or the other. It's not going to be too much more before we start getting to A380 territory.
Yes, that's the awful news that nobody wants to really talk about, that, you know, Airbus went through their digestive and delivery problems, and now it's Boeing's turn.
And now Boeing quietly began notifying its customers over the weekend. And the timing of the announcement for tomorrow, although obviously it was leaked to the Wall Street Journal today, is real interesting because, of course, Airbus is going to make its year-end announcement tomorrow. And this is a little bit of counter-programming. But aside from all of that, what do you think the implications are going to be for Boeing? The stock is already off $4 today, half an hour after the news.
Well, I think the first thing is going to be, as you pointed out, the stock price. Boeing has been very strong in their conference calls. They've been very strong in sending out a message that everything, that there are very few unknown unknowns, that they seem to be in control of things. And every time you have another one of these little drips coming out, that takes away a lot of confidence. So that is clearly going to be a big issue for them.
Yeah, so clearly, everybody now is going to be real skeptical about Boeing's ability to meet its revised schedule that they're going to announce tomorrow. The Wall Street Journal is reporting that it could be June. Are people going to believe that? Is that indeed going to be the delay that they announced? I know that already at least one customer has urged them to announce a longer delay so they don't have this continued creeping delay. It is a real problem for Boeing, which had prided itself on trying to be transparent in this program. It's just not there. So I think that what they do indeed say tomorrow is going to be very interesting to hear.
Well, Scott, have you noticed no doubt the fact that when they started out, it was all sort of open transparency, and then as time has gone on, they've become less and less transparent.
Well, Boeing is very good at being sunshine news, but they do like to hunker down and go into the bunker when things go south on them. And clearly, the 787 production timeline has gone south on them quite a while ago. What does this say, do you think, Addison, for the whole production method and the outsourcing of suppliers that they so prominently touted for this program?
Well, you see, the thing about this is the outsourcing was not the bad – I don't think that was the bad part. The bad part was the fact that it seems that there was too much trust placed in some of these vendors to deliver what they were going to deliver on time, on budget, and on time being the key issue here. There have been disappointments from the company, you know, the factory in South Carolina, which I think have been pretty well reported. There's also some issues with the – Italians. In fact, I've heard that the Italians have been bringing in people from Israel Aircraft Industry to try and help them. So it seems to me that perhaps there is an aspect here that not too many people talk about, but really the project management may have been something that, that fell through.
Well, there's also another little irony that I find rather amusing is that following the Airbus announcement yesterday, that it would build commercial airplanes down in Mobile, Alabama, if Northrop Grumman gets the KC-30 tanker award, Boeing military once again, questioned the viability of that production model, which is actually very similar to that of the 787. And I just can't help but keep asking, what did they know and when did they know it over at IDS?
Well, yeah, I think that the stroke played by Airbus yesterday was a very good one. They played that card very, very well. And the timing is a little unfortunate for Boeing.
Well, I think that probably about covers it until we hear what Boeing officially has to say tomorrow. So this is Scott Hamilton and Addison Schoenland signing off for the moment.
This podcast is copyrighted by Air Insight, LLC.